如果你不是圈内人
If you are not in the industry,
路过这里时
passing by here,
大概只会觉得这是一口不起眼的大水塘。
It's probably just a small, unremarkable pond.
但只要凑近了
But if you get close enough,
看，没人敢往水里多瞅一眼。
Looking at them, I couldn't bring myself to look at them.
这片连波纹都懒得动的水面下
Beneath the still, unruffled surface of the water,
藏着全亚洲最深的死亡黑洞。
Hiding the deepest death black hole in Asia.
它叫九盾天窗。
It's called Nine Shields Sunroof.
位于广西都安县大兴乡洞前圈。
Located in Daxing Village, Dongqianquan Town, Duanan County, Guangxi.
叫它水下珠穆朗玛峰。
Call him the underwater Mount Everest.
2023年
2023
中国洞前第一人韩挺在这儿。
In the first row of the cave, there was a man named Tan Ting.
潜到了234米。
Reached a depth of 234 meters.
刷新了亚洲纪录。
Set a new Asian record.
上岸后。
After landing.
有人问他234米。
Someone asked him, how long is 234 meters?
下面到底有什么?
What is there?
这个见过无数生死。
This has been built with countless lives.
连眉头都不皱一下的硬汉,沉默了。
Even the tough guy who didn't even frown was defeated.
整整半分钟。
Exactly half a minute.
最后只摇了摇头。
Finally, he just shook his head.
这份未知
This unknown
让九盾天窗不仅成了网红打卡地
Let the nine-hole sky window not only become a popular check-in spot
更成了全世界洞前爱好者心中的终极圣地
Became an ultimate holy land for fans of the world's front doors
从韩挺手绘的洞穴剖面图能清晰看到九盾天窗水下分为南洞和北洞两个入口。
From the cave cross-section drawing by Han Ting, it is clear that there are two entrances to the Nine Duns sky window, a southern entrance and a northern entrance.
绝大多数潜水者会选择路线更成熟的北洞。下潜途中25米、55米处各有一处天然平台。
Most divers choose the more mature route with natural platforms at 25 meters and 55 meters along the North Cave descent.
像是大自然特意为潜水者预留的歇脚点，到120米处。
It's like a resting point that nature has specially set aside for divers at a depth of 120 meters.
南北两条通道合二为一。
The two north-south routes merge into one.
从164米开始
Starting from 6.4 meters.
洞壁急剧收窄
The cave walls narrow sharply.
形成一条漆黑幽深的竖井
Form a dark and deep tree well.
到215米处
At a distance of 2.5 meters.
竖井又分叉成倒歪字形
The tree well branched into a reverse Y shape.
再往下的区域
Further down the area.
至今没有人类踏足过。时间
So far, no human has ever stepped on time.
回到2021年9月26日
Back to September 26, 2021.
三辆越野车停在九盾天窗岸边。
Three off-road vehicles were parked on the shore of the Nine Shields sky window.
董杰
Gong Zai
公子威还有阿怪相继下车
Gong Zai, why hi you Aguari Sang Zai Zir Chi?
三人都是国内洞前圈的资深好手
They are all seasoned professionals in the underground money-making circles in China.
尤其是董杰
Especially Dong Zai.
他是大佬韩挺最信任的固定前伴。
He is the most trusted and reliable companion of the big boss Han Ting.
曾十几次下潜至九吨天窗120米处。
I have dived down to the 9-ton cargo hold of the sky window at a depth of about 20 meters several times.
对这里的每一块岩石
For each of these rocks,
每一段引导线都了如指掌。
I know every single guideline.
按照原定计划
According to the original plan,
董杰与龚紫薇先下潜至120米处检查线路。
Gong Jai and Gong Zai first went to the front, checking the line at 20 meters.
随后返回水下60米位置。
Then returned to the position of 60 meters underwater.
与在此待命支援的阿怪会合，三人在一同完成减压程序后上浮。傍晚六点整。
Meet with the support team, including our guy, and complete the decompression procedure together, then ascend at 6 p.m.
董杰和龚紫薇对着阿怪比出 OK 手势，转身跃入水中。
Bong Jai and the young man, Kizzy Y, made an OK gesture towards the mysterious figure, likely a dolphin or other marine animal, before jumping into the water.
两道气泡缓缓升起
Two bubbles slowly rise.
最终消失在深蓝色的水面下
Finally disappeared beneath the deep blue surface.
十分钟后
10 minutes later,
阿怪准时下水，顺利抵达60米回合点
A, the diver arrived at the 60 meter mark on time and successfully.
他靠在洞壁上，打开
He leaned against the cave wall and opened it.
备用潜水灯
Backup diving light.
静静等待同伴归来
Quietly wait for the companion to return.
按照计算
According to the calculation,
两人本该在6点20分准时出现
The two of them were supposed to be on time, arriving at 6:20 p.m.
可时间一分一秒流逝
Time passes second by second.
水下始终一片死寂。
The underwater world is always silent.
连一丝气泡都没有。
Not a single bubble.
阿怪的心一点点沉了下去。
A little bit of despair crept into Ark Worry's heart.
他死死盯着下方无尽的黑暗，潜水灯的光束。
He stared intently at the endless darkness below, illuminated by the beam of the diving light.
只能照亮眼前几米的范围。
Can only illuminate a few meters in front of you.
四周静的只能听到自己的呼吸和心跳。
The surroundings are quiet, and I can only hear my own breathing and heartbeat.
地表上的数字不断下降。
The numbers on the table are constantly decreasing.
他清楚再等下去。
He knew that waiting any longer would be futile.
不仅救不了人。
Not only can't it save people.
连自己也会被困在这里。
Even himself can be trapped here.
最终。
Finally.
他咬着牙做出了最艰难的决定。上。
He made the most difficult decision.
离开前
Before leaving,
他在50米处的备用气瓶旁压了一个醒目的红色线标。
He marked the location of the spare gas cylinder with a prominent red line.
这是潜水员之间的暗号。
This is a code used by divers.
我已先行上岸。
I have already landed.
看到线标
Seeing the line,
请跟随我返回。
Follow me back.
上浮途中
While floating,
阿怪一次次回头张望，身后只有无边的黑暗。
A, looking back once, only saw endless darkness behind him.
上岸后
After landing,
他立刻向当地潜水中心求助并报警。
He immediately sought help from the local diving center and called the police.
随后又两次返回水下搜寻，可减压点的备用气瓶纹丝未动。
Subsequently, the backup gas bottles for underwater search and decompression points were found to be motionless again.
两人就像凭空消失了一样。
They seemed to have vanished into thin air.
消息迅速传遍整个洞前圈。
The news spread quickly throughout the entire village.
所有人都不敢相信，董杰和公子维这样的顶尖高手。
No one could believe that Dong Jai and the young master were such top-notch experts.
竟然会在自己最熟悉的120米深度出事。
Surprisingly, it emerged from its most familiar 20-meter depth.
这离谱程度不亚于游泳教练淹死在泳池里。
This is as outrageous as a swimming coach drowning a swimmer in the pool.
韩挺当时正在南海执行任务。
At that time, Han Ting was on duty in the South China Sea.
接到消息后
After receiving the message,
立刻包车连夜赶往杜安。全国各地的资深洞潜员也纷纷放下手头工作驰援现场。
Immediately, a fleet of vehicles was dispatched to rush experienced human traffickers from all over the country to various locations in Downing. They also abandoned their work and rushed to the scene.
但所有人心里都清楚。
But everyone knows.
这次搜救的难度超乎想象。
The difficulty of this rescue was beyond my imagination.
洞穴120米和开放水域120米是完全不同的概念。
The concepts of cave 20 meters and open water 20 meters are completely different.
国内能下潜至这个深度的潜水员不足50人。
There are less than 50 divers in China who can dive to this depth.
而真正具备该深度搜救能力的不超过5个。
And there are no more than 5 that truly possess this deep sea rescue capability.
当晚洞潜高手
Tonight's freezing money expert.
海涛率先从南宁赶到现场。
Pai Tao was the first to arrive at the scene from Nanning.
此时距离两人失联已超过7小时。
It has been more than 7 hours since the two people disappeared.
生还希望几乎为零。
I hope it's almost zero.
海涛执意要下水。
Pai Tao insisted on going into the water.
哪怕只是将遗体带回。
Even if it's just bringing the body back.
但为了避免二次事故。
But to avoid a second accident.
警方封锁了现场。
The police have cordoned off the scene.
禁止当晚下水。那一夜。
Prohibit swimming that night.
所有人都守在岸边。
Everyone stood on the shore.
望着漆黑的水面。
Looking at the dark water.
无人说话。
No one speaks.
9月27日。
September 27th.
第一轮搜救正式启动。
The first round of rescue operations has officially begun.
海涛与阿怪两次下潜，重点搜索北洞五十米平台。
Pai Tao and Gui twice dived, focusing on searching the North Cave's 50-meter platform.
最终只打捞上来几根沉木。
Only a few pieces of driftwood were salvaged.
晚上九点多。
9:30 p.m.
韩挺终于抵达现场。
Han finally arrived at the scene.
所有人都松了一口气。
Everyone sighed with relief.
他是所有人最后的希望。
He is the last hope for everyone.
但此时距离失联已超过24小时。
But at this time, the time since the disappearance has exceeded 24 hours.
搜救的目标
The target of the search and rescue operation.
早已从救人变成了带人回家。
From saving people, it has become about bringing them home.
考虑到队员们连日奔波疲惫，且大深度洞穴搜救风险极高。
Considering that the team members have been working hard for several days and are very tired, and there is a high risk of deep cave rescue.
救援队决定休整一晚。
The rescue team decided to rest for one night.
次日清晨正式展开大规模搜救。
The large-scale rescue operation officially began at dawn.
9月28日早上7点半。
7:30 a.m., September 28th.
第二次搜救行动开始。为了保障安全。
The second rescue operation has begun to ensure safety.
搜救队在北洞9米。
Rescue teams are in the north of Dong 9 meters.
40米。
40 meters.
60米处。
60 meters away.
分别安排了支援潜水员接应。海涛负责50到100米区域的排查。
Ranged to have support divers to receive high tow, responsible for the 50 to 100 meter area search.
韩挺则独自深入120米以下的核心危险区。
Then, Han Ting ventured into the core danger zone below 20 meters alone.
这片区域呈半漏斗状。
This area is in the shape of a half funnel.
底部在164米处收口。
The bottom is closed at 164 meters.
被一块巨大的岩石阻挡。
Blocked by a huge rock.
任何从上方失控下沉的物体最终都会滑落到这里。
Anything that falls from above will eventually end up here.
韩挺仔细搜寻了每一个角落。
Han carefully searched every corner.
却一无所获。
But there was nothing to be found.
在120米的深度。
At a depth of 120 meters.
它只能停留十几分钟。
It can only stay for a few minutes.
却要花三个多小时慢慢减压上浮。
However, it takes more than 3 hours to slowly decompress and ascend.
下午。
Afternoon.
另一组队员从南洞入水排查。
Another group of team members entered the cave from the south entrance for inspection.
他们怀疑两人可能跟错引导线误入南洞。
They suspect that the two may have gotten lost and wandered into South Cave.
但搜遍了南洞30到70米区域，依旧没有任何发现。
However, after searching the area from 30 to 70 meters south of the cave, nothing was found.
9月29日
September 29th
搜救范围扩大到南北两栋之间的连接区域。
The search and rescue area has been expanded to the connecting zone between the two buildings.
这片地带结构极其复杂。
The terrain is extremely complex.
遍布着未知的穹顶和暗道
covered with unknown domes and passages,
连韩挺都没有完全摸清
the boat was not fully understood.
他带着潜水灯
he brought a diving light,
一寸一寸的搜索
inch by inch search,
钻进一个又一个从未有人涉足的岔洞
drilling into one after another unexplored tunnels.
这次水下作业整整持续了四个多小时。
The underwater operation lasted for more than 4 hours.
出水时
When it's out,
洞内21摄氏度的水温早已将它的体温耗尽。
The 21 degrees Celsius water in the cave had already drained his body temperature.
他浑身冻得瑟瑟发抖。
He was shivering from the cold.
体力几乎透支。
My physical strength is almost depleted.
至此
So far,
洞内所有主线、南北连接线及上部空间都已排查完毕。
All main north-south connecting lines and the upper space within the cave have been checked.
两人依旧踪迹
The two remained in sight.
全无。搜救队陷入了绝境。
The rescue team is in a desperate situation.
有人提议使用水下机器人。
Some people suggest using underwater robots.
但很快被否决。
But it was quickly rejected.
120米以上的洞穴结构错综复杂。
The cave structures with a height of over 20 meters are complex and intricate.
机器人极易被卡住。
Robots are very prone to getting stuck.
而160米以下的高压环境
And the high pressure environment below 160 meters.
会让一台价值百万的机器人故障率飙升
This will cause the failure rate of $1 million robot to skyrocket.
基本有去无回
Basic no return.
最终大家只能推测出两种可能
Ultimately, everyone could only speculate on two possibilities.
要么两人偏离主线，钻进了某个未知岔道。
Either they deviated from the main path and ventured into an unknown side road.
要么在途中因弹坠或装备故障失去意识，坠入了更深的未知空间。
Either they lost consciousness due to intoxication or equipment failure and fell into a deeper, unknown space.
如果是后者
If so,
就算是韩挺也无能为力
Even Han Ting couldn't do anything.
10月1日是两人失联的第六天
October 1st was the sixth day since they had lost contact.
就在所有人都快要绝望时
Just when everyone was about to give up,
阿怪突然想起了一件事
Adai suddenly remembered something.
董杰曾兴奋地跟他说
Bong Jai excitedly told him,
自己在120米深处发现了一处悬空的小平台
I discovered a suspended platform at a depth of 20 meters.
打算在那里搭建一个太空舱造型的建筑模型。
Plan to build a space station-shaped building model there.
没有观众，没有灯光。
No audience, no lights.
全世界。
Submarine world.
只有我们几个人能看到。
Only a few of us can see.
这才是真正的浪漫。
This is true romance.
董杰当时的笑容，阿怪至今记忆犹新。
And I smile at that time was so strange, it is still unforgettable.
这个平台的具体位置
The specific location of this platform.
只有董杰自己知道。
Only Dong Jai knows.
韩挺只掌握两个信息。
Han Ting only had two pieces of information.
深度120米。
Depth of 120 meters.
距离主引导线约一分钟的行程。
Approximately 1 minute's walk from the main island line.
可在水下，一分钟的行程意味着方圆几百米的广阔区域。
A 1 minute walk means a vast area of several hundred meters in radius.
彻底搜完。
Completely searched.
至少需要十分钟。
At least 10 minutes are required.
而在120米的深度
At a depth of 120 meters.
每多待一分钟都是在拿生命再赌。韩挺还是下水了。
Every minute spent is a life at stake, whether it's being rescued or drowning.
他在黑暗中来回穿梭，潜水灯。
He was swimming around in the dark using a diving light.
扫过一块块冰冷的岩石
Walked over a pile of cold rocks
先后找到几处平台
Found several platforms in succession
但比对后都与描述不符规定的停留时间耗尽
But the comparison results also contradicted the specified duration
他只能遗憾上浮
He could only float up sadly
又是一无所获的一天
Another day with nothing to show for it.
10月2日
October 2nd.
连续多日的大深度潜水
Multiple consecutive deep dives.
让海涛患上了减压病
Left Hightow suffer from depression.
只能在水下9米处吸氧治疗
Only able to provide oxygen therapy at a depth of 9 meters underwater.
搜救任务彻底落在了韩挺一个人肩上。
The rescue mission completely fell on Han Ting's shoulders.
他再次下潜至120米。
He dived again to 20 meters.
沿着主引导线慢慢搜寻。
Follow the main power line slowly.
就在准备转身返回时
Just as I was about to turn around and return,
眼角的余光瞥见了旁边一个不起眼的浅洞。
I caught a glimpse of an inconspicuous shallow hole next to it.
这个洞太浅了。
This hole is too shallow.
之前所有人都觉得不可能藏人，从未进去查看。
Everyone thought it was impossible to hide someone inside.
但那一刻
But at that moment,
一种强烈的直觉驱使着他，韩挺调转方向。
A strong intuition drove it to change direction.
钻进浅洞
Drill into the shallow hole.
发现里面竟藏着一条向上的斜坡。
There was a hidden upward slope inside.
他顺着斜坡缓缓上游。
It slowly moved upstream along the slope.
当深度计显示
When the depth gauge shows
92米时
92 meters per second.
潜水灯的光束照亮了一个熟悉的身影。
The beam of the underwater light illuminated a familiar figure.
是董洁。水下没有声音。
The sound of Dong Jai underwater is gone.
也没有眼泪。
No tears.
韩挺站在原地愣了很久。
And stood in place for a long time.
他不能哭。
He couldn't cry.
一面镜进水。
A mirror is submerged in water.
就会彻底失去视野。
You will completely lose your sight.
他也不能快。遗体在水下浸泡了六天。
He also couldn't let the body float in water for 6 days.
身体组织早已脆弱不堪。
The body was already so fragile.
一旦上升速度过快。
Once the speed increases too quickly.
压强骤变。
Sudden pressure change.
会让遗体瞬间崩解。
It will instantly disintegrate the corpse.
他只能强忍悲痛。
He could only suppress his grief.
小心翼翼地托起董洁，一点点向上移动。
Carefully lifted, moved on dry up.
先将遗体暂时安放在50米处，再完成漫长的减压程序。
First, temporarily place the body at a distance of 50 meters before starting the long decompression process.
三个多小时后。
3 hours later,
韩挺浮出水面。
The boat surfaced.
他没有说一句话。
He didn't say a word.
只是轻轻摇了摇头。
Just shook his head lightly.
所有人都明白了。
Everyone understood.
10月3日晚。
October 3rd evening.
董洁的打捞工作正式开始。
The salvage operation of Dong Jai's belongings has officially begun.
韩挺先下水脱去他的潜水装备。
Han was the first to get out of the boat and remove his diving equipment.
另外两名潜水员将遗体转移至40米处。
The other two divers will transfer the body to a depth of 40 meters.
随后
Subsequently,
全国仅有的两名会潜水的法医潜入水下。
The only two forensic divers in the country have gone underwater.
为遗体进行穿刺。
Perform a needle insertion into the cadaver.
释放体内积聚的气体。
Release the accumulated gas in your body.
整个过程繁琐而漫长。
The whole process is tedious and long.
直到深夜
Until late at night,
董洁的遗体才被成功带上岸。
The body of Dong Jai has finally been successfully brought ashore.
由于
In addition,
遗体浸泡导致北洞水体被污染。
The body was submerged, causing the water in North Cave to be polluted.
法医要求必须静置消毒。
Forensic personnel must remain still during disinfection.
24小时
24 hours.
龚紫薇的搜救工作被迫暂停。
Gong Zai, why do Su Jiu Gong Zuo Bei Po Zanting?
10月4日
October 4th.
技术人员导出了董洁潜水手表的数据。
The technician extracted data from Dong Jai's diving watch.
试图还原事故。
Attempt to reconstruct the accident.
经过。韩挺看着屏幕上的数字，笃定地说。
After Han Ting looked at the numbers on the screen and said with certainty,
公子威一定还在里面。
The lady Y must be inside.
董洁绝对不会丢下他一个人。
Dong Jai would never abandon him alone.
当天
On that day,
他带着队员转战南洞。
He and his team traveled to Nam Dong.
再次排查了115米以上的所有侧洞，依旧没有收获。
I rechecked all the side holes over 115 meters, but still no results.
10月5日
October 5th
全体搜救人员前往河池市殡仪馆。
All rescue personnel went to the funeral home in Haeku City.
参加了董洁的追悼会。
I attended Dong Jai's funeral.
10月6日
October 6th
搜救继续，韩挺和海涛再次钻进那个发现董洁的岔洞，在斜坡上发现了明显的摩擦痕迹。
The search and rescue operation continued. Han Ting and Hai Tao once again entered the pit where they found Dong Jai. Obvious friction marks were found on the slope.
还有董洁亲手打的绳结。
There's also a rope knot that Dong Jai personally tied.
显然，他是从上方滑落下来的。
Obviously, he fell from above.
两人顺着痕迹向上搜寻。
The two of them searched upwards along the trail.
最终在89米深度找到了公子威的遗体。
The body of Princess Y was finally found at a depth of 89 meters.
由于水下气瓶余量不足
due to insufficient underwater gas,
他们确认位置后
once they confirmed the location,
只能先行上浮
can only ascend.
10月7日
October 7th,
按照与董洁相同的流程
Following the same procedure as with Dong Jai,
公子威的遗体被成功打捞上岸。
The body of MS Y was successfully recovered and brought ashore.
这场历时十天十夜的搜救终于画上了句号。
The 10-day and 10-night search and rescue operation has finally come to an end.
直到今天。
Until today,
两人为何会走进那条从未被标记的岔路
？Why did the two people end up on that unmarked fork in the road？
依旧没有确切答案。
Still no definite answer。
事后
，Afterwards，
搜救队分析了两人的潜水手表。
The rescue team analyzed the two divers' watches。
数据检查了全套装备。
The data checked。The entire set of equipment.
结合阿怪的回忆
Based on Argui's memories,
最终做出了最合理的推测
Finally, the most reasonable conclusion was reached.
两人下潜至120米时
Two people dived to a depth of 20 meters.
其中一人的装备突发故障
One of the equipment malfunctioned.
另一人立刻上前施救
Another person immediately rushed to help.
在慌乱撤离的过程中
During the chaotic evacuation,
他们看错了
They were wrong.
引导线
Guideline.
误入了那条未知的岔洞
I got lost in that hidden passage.
再也没能出来
Could no longer go out.
事发时
At the time of the incident,
他们与60米处接应的阿怪直线距离只有30米。
They were only 30 meters away from the person who was supposed to meet them at the 60 meter mark.
30米在陆地上
30 meters on land.
不过是几步路的距离。
But it's only a few steps away.
可在漆黑复杂的水下洞穴里
In the dark and complex underwater caves,
却成了无法跨越的生死鸿沟
became an insurmountable gulf between life and death.
董洁的朋友圈签名写着，世上总会有猝不及防的。
My friend's social media post says that there will always be unexpected events in the world.
再见和毫不留情的散场。
Goodbye and a ruthless departure.
或许从他第一次踏入这片黑暗起。
Perhaps from the moment he first stepped into this darkness.
就已经明白洞穴潜水的风险。
I already know the risks of diving into caves.
这项被列为全世界第二危险的极限运动。
This sport, which is listed as the second most dangerous in the world.
每一次下潜都是与死神的博弈。
Every dive is a battle with death.
逝者已去。
The deceased has passed away.
生者如斯。
As it is, so shall be.
无论如何。
No matter what.
愿所有潜水员。
I hope all divers.
每一次入水都能平安归来。
Every time I enter the water, I can return safely.